I'm sorry, I must have been doing a pantomime show here. Anyway, maybe I've been coming through on Tuya's mic, I'm not sure, but this is a welcome to you, everybody, and thank you for being here. There are two factors which encourage us to continue this work. And these factors have to do with the continuous lying that is occurring, whipping up maybe one half of the country of the United States, or those who put in 72 million votes. So many of them are in a stage where they are beginning to disbelieve in democratic principles. And that, of course, is a very dangerous situation. Because it can continue, even if the excuse me, present occupant of the White House is sent on his way, it can continue for years to come, rendering the country ineffective and in danger of fascism, the latent fascism of the United States, as Master DK has referred to it. There's one other factor, and that is the specter of war. It is possible that several countries may come together and carry war to Iran, namely Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States threatening to bomb Iran. This would be, as one news source put it, the grand finale on Trump's 4 years in office. And then, under the circumstances, he could declare martial law, against which many would be unable to fight. It would introduce a devastating complication to the flow of the will of the people. Therefore, we do continue with our work, our daily work, 8 o'clock GMT on normal days, and on the weekends, because there are so many programs offered, we start at 10 o'clock GMT. So with that justification firmly in our minds, I'll turn this over to Tuya, who will lead the meditation.
So welcome to everybody, and we just go into the meditation, and then when the meditation is over, we do just close this Zoom meeting. We don't continue in any discussions. So let us now all align with each other strongly. That we feel the group. We throw your consciousness from personality and its vehicles and enter deeply into the presence of the soul. Feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Merge yourself as a soul into a deep sense of the group soul. And imaginatively, let us unite in soul with the spiritually minded people of the world and in United States, with the men of goodwill and women of goodwill, and the members of the new group of our servers, and especially those American new group of our servers who has to be supported in this time of great challenges. So we strongly are linked with our co-disciples and also with our Triangle Work members. Let us now align with our solar angel, the angel of presence. And with the solar angel of the United States, recognizing our relationship with that great solar angel. We align with the Dharma of the soul of United States. I light the way. We purposefully establish and hold the wheel line . Let us align with Shambhala is matter of the higher ethers of the physical plane, and only when man has developed etheric vision will the mystery lying beyond the Himalayas be revealed. But we visualize the Antakarana and project a line of vivid white light upwards. And today we use the word of power. I see the greatest light. We imagine that the group is as a recipient of hierarchical energies. And we hold the understanding, Shambhala, the directing force. The energy which is directing every single country. And we want to be aligned with that which is supporting and organizing and directing the affairs in United States. Let us now align with Master Rakoczy, who is the regent for Europe and America. The Lord of Civilization. Let the group be as open as possible to the energy of divine purpose, working through the divine plan. And think of ways in which you individually and your group can aid esoterically in the expression of divine purpose through the divine plan, in which the Master R is great agent. We imagine that we are standing together in unified field as one group, as one unified field or purpose. Imaginatively standing around the United States, ready to express our will through invocation. We reflect via New York the global relationships in planetary centers. New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo, which form the five-pointed star of humanity. Align with that five-pointed star via the center that you belong to. See this living and shining five-pointed star above the group and know its symbolism. Through New York, we align with the living triangle of United States, New York, Los Angeles, and Washington. New York as the throat center of the United States. We strengthen all the disciples in a New York center. The Heart Center, Los Angeles. Oh. Head Center, Washington. We call the avatars of good law to protect the plan as it should descend and established. And now we very deeply and sincerely, we turn towards the greatest master of all masters. And we know that we have gathered in his name. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome his presence. Let us imagine how we are standing in the sacred circle. All brothers and sisters now together and performing the turning of the wheel mudra, which is also known as the mudra of Dharma. And you perform that by touching the first finger with the thumb in both hands, and then you bring together the right hand above, and they are performing like eight, the symbol of eternal eternity or infinite or Vajra. And we hold that everyone together, which is the mudra, the divine speech, the speech of law. And we imagine how the turning from personality turns towards the Dharma, towards the soul. And we hold this throughout the rest of the meditation. Let us imagine how we are standing around the governmental triangle. And when we sound the Om through every single point of this triangle, imagine the turning or the wheel turning towards the Dharma, the real Dharma. White House executive branch of government. Capitol, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. Now we align this triangle with the color of rose, that this beautiful rose color descending from the soul of America through this triangle into environment. And in the end, filling the whole aura of this nation. The rose which is cooling down all these reactivities, resting the nervous system, bringing the true vitalization from above, and thus changing these etheric patterns, remove away depression and symptoms of debilitation, increasing will to live and manifesting a plan. And vision this beautiful rose color calming the nation. And now we visualize the Christ who is standing in the center of this triangle, being the real ruler, indicating the kingdom of souls, also the heaven on earth. Through him, we can see generating this, synthesizing second ray in the color indigo blue. And now we see the color indigo blue pouring through this triangle, which is also the expression of the soul of United States. And three ohms again. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, TK says, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. Prepare yourself now for the group invocation. We stand vertically aligned in the sacred place within ourselves. We have 1 minute silence for fusion and union of the group, and for opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. And 1 minute silence. Great invocation number 2.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming, save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall, the rule of evil now must end.
Let us bring illumination through the evocation of the will. Let us call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies. To keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. And we visualize how the protector of Christ, Archangel Michael, is standing also above this triangle of covenant. In deep alignment with the inner work of protection, let us create a wheel of fire with 7 spokes. Visualize before you and in your creative imagination a wheel of fire. Yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love, pouring out from the sacred heart of the Christ. yourself, seeing yourself and the group as becoming the hub of the wheel. From that central position, send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the governmental triangle. Upon the world in all rainbow colors. And protecting the group working strongly as one. And sending these protective energies, which are now being spread through the governmental triangle forward into every single state of United States of America. Let us bring imagination through the evocation of love, the second aspect or of sentient response to the world soul in all forms. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence, the third aspect. And make the plan. I like the way be established. We state, may thy will be done, not ours. And you may release the mudra while sending your blessings to your co-workers and your gratitude.